Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station, and it feels like my week just keeps getting better and better and better, almost like there's no way to top it off until you end up doing an on-location show at Top Golf. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki B, kind of in the booth.
If you feel like it can't get better, I would advise you to watch tonight around 5:30. But there is a lot. There's a lot of good news going on around the program right now. There's a lot of good news going around the station right now.
How good has the week been so far?
It's been fantastic. It's been absolutely fantastic. I'm excited.
When did we get a Dennis Evans Jr. commitment?
Oh man, when did that happen?
It was like months.
Who's
ago?
Dennis Evans?
Steve, don't do that. I'm not going to play that game with you today.
He's a five-star center. Yeah, I think we got him earlier this week.
Dennis Evans Jr.
Today now, we can actually break down Sky Clark.
Wait a minute. When you say breakdown, do you mean breakdown or breakdown?
We're going to destroy him today.
Oh, no.
We're going to destroy him. I'm going to tell you every flaw that Sky Clark has today. And I've watched it. There's not a piece
only
of film
hours
on YouTube. Oh, no, I told you. Like, I was all nice to him. I was like, oh, Sky, where you eating, bro? You know, on Twitter and stuff. We were dapping up. Everything was cool.
Listen, 8150, 93.9 is the number. 3831, 93.9 is the text line.
Text line's not going to help us a lot today unless James wants to read a few.
Oh,
but
good point.
Yeah, mostly if you want to talk to us today.
Tweet us,
you know, call in today. We're out here at Top Golf, like Maven said. Beautiful set, and we're going to get to that. We're going to get to what Top Golf has done, what we have here. We have some fresh Nike sponsored ESPN Louisville gear out here.
See, don't say that brand.
Nike Dry Fit ESPN Louisville 93.9 gear over here that you can come and we're going to be giving away prizes throughout the day. I know we're going to be giving away. Nikki V can tell a little more. But also,
I'm not gonna be able to open my phone today. I followed a couple, and I have to go to my.
Now I don't look at your phone, but to be fair, it was turned towards me, so I thought you were showing me something. So I looked.
Twitter. I can't help but
and it was incredible.
That was Twitter.
I wish it wasn't. I wish it was somebody you knew.
Oh, Steve, so when you say breakdown, do you mean breakdown in the details or do you mean breakdown?
Yeah. Well, add him to our team.
Wait, who was worse? Who is worse, Steve or the coach that finally gets a guy on campus? Because I think people should realize. I'm going to explain this, Steve, and you tell me who's worse.
Okay.
Coaches after they have to kiss your rear end.
Yeah.
Through all of recruiting, through they have to make these phone calls every day.
Yes.
They have to make these, they have to, like, all this unnecessary loving and, oh, you're the best ever and you're sweetest ever.
Absolutely.
Listen, there was a coach, Steve, and I saw the look on his face one time, and his name was Kevin O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
He was the coach at Tennessee. He gave me a look one time in the recruiting process after he had just finished kissing my rear end. And that look was like, boy, when I get you on this campus, I am going to tear you to shreds.
Yes.
Plus, you're an in-state kid, and you got all these Tennessee people just, you better get Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I can't wait. I'm going to crush him. So who's worse, Steve when he gets a guy on his team? Or Kevin
Steve.
O'Neill's of the world.
Steve, I'm the biggest Sky Clark fan until the moment I saw that picture last night, and I was like, okay,
how are you going to?
What else are we going to get? Because I love getting him, but now I need something
either
else.
What else are we going to get, or why am I going to be yelling at you when you get here?
That's why Trenton Flowers has about 6-7 hours to enjoy Steve Rummage.
to enjoy our loving relationship.
Trenton Flowers is amazing. He is awesome. He's going to do everything. He's 6'9". He can run the 2. He can run the 3 until I get him, and then we'll be like,
whose idea was it to reclass?
And I'm look, tomorrow, if he commits by 7 o'clock tonight, I'll be like, reclasses. They never work. I mean, I can pull out 50 different reclasses.
Dan Issel, you're right.
Yeah. Look, I don't know why you would want to reclass. I mean, what's he going to do to help us?
What can he possibly do? Okay, Top Golf.
What a setup, by the way, too. I've only – let me do my snooty. I have only been to the Top Golf. I only go to the Top Golf in Orlando. This is only the first time I've actually been in this one. For the love of God, Nick.
Sorry.
There is no way that he did that on accident.
What are you doing?
I know he would not do that around Pops Valvano. He is no way.
Yeah, like he's just slamming stuff and throwing stuff and kicking.
Like it just had to be over there.
I know.
Time.
Like, dude, calm down.
But the setup does look good.
We're good. The setup looks good. Everybody's coming. By the way, but actually, don't calm down because two people have already tweeted us and said they're heading up here. So you need to probably get stuff together.
It was actually awesome. Here's the thing.
It's beautiful in here, though, man.
It's a beautiful, beautiful setup. And you know it's good when people are pulling up right at the opening. When, you know, just like certain places, when they're just pulling up, like almost on the clock, on the dot, I'm getting it in today, right now, Friday, let's go.
I would encourage you today, even if you can't play, if you could get up here for lunch and just come by, see us, and grab you a little something to eat, look at this. I mean, the screens up here, man. You imagine when the games start, how awesome this will be? I mean, this is incredible, dude. I mean,
shout out
to YouTube TV because I had the 4 screen yesterday on YouTube TV, which was awesome.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that ability.
They broke it out yesterday.
Okay.
And it's had all the games. Look for it. It's a multicast.
Okay. I didn't know that.
This is like a 2-story multicast. It's incredible.
Yeah, this is legit.
Yeah, so when the games start, that's going to be perfect.
Yeah, you can tell there's people that really know what they're doing.
Oh God, yeah,
putting this whole thing together.
Oh, absolutely. So, it's going to be incredible, man.
Yeah. So the Top Golf environment, y'all, is awesome. Like I don't want to waste my breath trying to tell you, oh, it's just awesome because it's awesome. It's just perfect. It's a perfect sport.
Yeah, man, people are coming in. People are bringing their clubs. They're getting ready to play, all that stuff.
They're getting ready right off the bat, too. Like they wanted to be here early Friday, get started. This is like put it this way.
And Nicky V has done a great job today. Let me just say, he is looks great out here.
This is a Friday night. I'll just say dudes because I'm speaking from a dude's point of view. This is
So girls can't golf? Is that what you're saying?
See, I'm speaking from a dude's point of
really?
View.
Really?
This is a...
I feel like that's a little closed-minded.
Dudes, Friday night. I'm not a girl. I can't think like a girl. I'm not... what is it? Think like a woman. Think like a man.
Thank you, Nick. We know.
Testosterone levels are dropping.
Thank you, Nick.
By the second. Point being... If you ever want
to good hangout
off,
spot,
yeah. Friday, just skip work, leave work.
Man, I'm telling you, yeah. Try. Like I said, man, come out and have lunch.
Yeah, it's my first time out here. Like I said,
the food menu. Good Lord.
Old fashioned.
What is it?
Cookie butter old fashioned.
Cookie butter old fashioned.
All right, so I got the lowdown on what's good. Appetizers, definitely the macaroni and cheese bites. But, okay, it took forever for us to get this Topgolf here, but this is actually really cool. We're the only Topgolf in the country that has this elevated cocktail menu and choice bourbons. It makes sense. We're in Kentucky. So, okay. Yeah, we have – that's the only one. The only other one that has, like, a select cocktail menu is in Vegas, but ours has select bourbons. And that cookie butter old-fashioned – everybody. Nice. Christine, our server, Jean, yeah. the manager, Brev, the hospitality yeah. manager, okay. have all okay. recommended it. So okay. I might have to try that.
Wow. That's perfect, man.
Awesome. And also, come down and see us. $100 gift cards
okay.
every
what are we
hour.
Giving away? You, yeah. I need you to – you need to help us on that. What are we giving away real quick
okay.
before we get into
so
Scott Clark?
$100 gift cards every hour here.
Okay.
Courtesy of Janine and Topgolf.
Wow.
Come by.
It's incredible.
Just give us your name. Give us your email. We'll do a random drawing
okay.
every hour.
Okay.
And then I believe also, and I hope everyone entered their brackets, ESPNLevel.com.
Yes. yes.
But there's a special, Janine,
okay.
help me
awesome.
Out here. I think there's a 3-month unlimited.
Oh, yes. I see it right here. Okay.
Platinum membership.
Platinum,
okay. That's,
yeah.
that's shinier than gold and silver,
yeah.
from if I remember.
$1,500
wow.
$1,500
value. Unlimited
value.
Topgolf for like 3 months. That's pretty awesome. So that's
wow.
going to be part of the bracket
okay.
challenge. Nice little
okay.
lead entry
yes,
there.
Yes,
so,
yes. Absolutely,
so
man.
Definitely, definitely keep an eye on your brackets. Hopefully you entered them. And keep it locked here 12 to 3. We're going to have the games on both stations, 93.9 yep. The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. And like you guys said, these TVs are awesome. We're in prime viewing territory. And also, I think we have a bay, so you can come watch us hack and – you know,
oh yeah! Oh, I'm
going
to hit
so.
A few. Yeah,
yeah, no,
yeah
absolutely,
yeah, absolutely.
So.
That'd be
cool
fun.
Beans. All right, passing back to you.
Very
guys.
Cool, very cool. We'll remind everybody throughout the day, and shout out to Topgolf for
Janine,
helping us
Janine,
out.
Since you seem to be set up, I'm going to let Steve just kind of quarterback this thing and let you kind of roll away. I guess you can just give us our general welcome and welcome to the city and all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
so
you.
No, absolutely. Thank you so much. First off, this is beautiful. I was telling him I've been to the one in Orlando, and this is my first time here. And this is fantastic.
Well, welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to Topgolf Louisville.
I know.
We're
I know.
Excited.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love it. So you guys have offered up a platinum membership now for our
correct.
Bracket challenge.
Correct.
Can you tell people kind of what that, because you say a $1,500 value. That's
sure.
pretty good.
Sure. So it's a 3-month platinum membership.
Okay.
So there are certain hours that our platinum members can come out and play complimentary golf with this membership. And then they get some perks like 20% off food and beverages, non-alcoholic beverages. And then also retail as well.
Okay.
So they can get those. And then they get priority bay access. So if they don't have a reservation or something and they walk right in, they move to the wait list as a platinum
oh, okay.
member.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And anybody can join with that. They can just go on our website and join online for a platinum membership.
Okay, so even if, that's what I was going to say now, that's what we're giving one away.
Yes.
But you guys do have tiered
right.
memberships
correct.
Here too, right?
Correct, we do.
So is, okay, say I'm not going to do just a platinum membership, but I want to do another membership.
Sure.
There's other options, right?
Correct, correct. Okay. So majority of them are platinum, but we also have a club membership level.
Okay.
It's great for anyone who is not going anywhere during the day. They can
yep.
play open to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and
awesome.
Come out with a club membership. So there's different
okay.
levels that they can get with the Platinum yep. Elite membership, but also there's the Platinum Club.
Awesome. Well, Janine, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Having
we're
us.
We're very
yeah,
excited
this is
to
amazing.
Have y'all, especially for March Madness. It's a great day.
I know. And Janine is very, she is
yes.
In her
St.
Patty's
Day
yes. gear. So
yes.
okay, there. If one person's not getting pinched today,
yeah.
it's her. I
so
can tell
our
you that.
Staff is allowed to wear green today. So we're very excited to,
that is
we
awesome.
Love themes and we love holidays and we love having fun.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate
thanks.
It. Yeah, thank you for having us out here. As you can hear, I mean, the management, everything.
Very organized.
Fantastic.
Yeah, very, very organized.
Fantastic.
It seems like
yeah.
you come out here, you know exactly where to be. You know
yeah.
exactly where to go. And yeah, the TV setup is
oh, know, it's incredible.
Without question the best thing you've seen. I tell you what, we're just going to take a quick reset early in the show. Steve and I are going to wander around. You're going to be jealous. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven, 9-9 The Ville.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it,"
but then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist,"
or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
You're listening to Middays with Marcus Maben, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. As I enjoy our day out here at Top Golf, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like we use at the 93.9 Studios, sometimes known as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, one last thing. I do want to give a shout-out to everybody. Man, there's over 4,000 brackets in the bracket challenge this year. So
4,000 and change.
Yeah, 4,000 and change. 4,252, actually. So shout-out to everybody that's involved in that. We got some great prizes. And we'll continue to tell you some more about Topgolf and some things that are going on.
Throughout the day, we'll definitely let you know about the prizes and the options. Steve, I don't want to do this, Steve.
Okay.
Here's the thing. We had one announcement, big-time announcement.
Yep.
The Scott Clark thing.
Yes.
I don't want to burn out. Did we burn out the Sky Clark anticipation? And now is that sigh of relief? Because here's the thing, Steve. You and I had a conversation yesterday about that.
Yeah.
About thinking you're going to get a guy. Mm-hmm. And everybody's saying you're going to get a guy. And recruiting is weird. Recruiting is strange. I mean, Steve. A little while ago, it was consensus that Louisville's done. They will not have anybody for this new class, mm-hmm. and the whole class is already signed, and everybody's committed, and all of a sudden, what do you know? Somebody's out of their letter of intent and headed to Louisville.
Well, and 2023 is, I mean, let's just say Trenton Flowers commits and reclasses. 2023 is going to be like a top seven class.
That had nothing.
Yeah, it's going to be like a it'll probably.
I don't mean it had nothing. I mean it had. It didn't have the star power, the star appeal. It just looked like a good class now.
Yeah,
running into, like I said, flirting with a top 10 if it goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Best case scenario.
Absolutely.
So,
it won't be flirting. It'll be.
So you're
fully in the top 10. If
so
it goes.
Your Sky Clark situation.
Yes.
Good. Listen. Good formulated. Welcome to Louisville. More important, winning. So always wanted to play for Kenny Payne. You know, something like I said, decisions get made. You know,
sure.
Like I said, it's not difficult to describe all the ways a kid ends up. You know, at any school.
Sure.
You get a big. Did you get more sigh of relief on the Sky Clark or more of, okay. That's a done deal.
Well, I think it's always a little bit. You said it. It's always. I have pretty much been under the assumption we were getting Scott Clark. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just kind of like, okay, that's a no-brainer. And then as soon as it's announced, he's in the portal. Then it was less than 24 hours later. It's like, yeah, he's visiting Louisville. Okay. Sorry, guys. Like, this is where Nolan and them are like, God, Steve, shut up. The visit, I think, was just kind of finalizing some stuff.
Yeah, just making sure this is where you want to be.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. I think there was just some stuff that make your stay a little easier. That was kind of finalized there. But also, I mean, you already had the connection. I mean, Jody said it this morning on Madrew and them. You know, I mean, there was the connection with Kenny Payne, with Scott Clark from earlier. You know, I mean, from earlier, you know, at a high school.
Right.
So to me, it's like, it's just, it was still, when you see it and it's official, there's still the nice, okay, It happened. Okay, now let's... And this is what sucks, and this is the blessing and the curse. It's very easy for me to go, okay, what's next?
And you know what, Steve? I have to pause you right there.
Okay.
I think it's not pausing you. It's pausing the situation.
Okay.
Sky Clark is... Okay. Carly Jones was a already developed fifth year guy, right?
Yeah.
He's the fourth or fifth year guy.
Yes.
The Christian Cunninghams, the Fresh Kimballs, the point guards.
My Twitter.
The point guards that have been in here, right?
Yeah.
Who was the last multi-year eligibility star level point guard that we've had at the school? See that breath right there. Just that breath right there, Steve,
yeah,
is what makes me say, okay, now this is a different one.
Yeah.
This is not just a guard. This is not an addition. This is not a hopefully we can get the best out of a guy. You know, this is not a change. This is not a change position guy trying to get him to fit in some mold. It's not. I will in a second. Yeah, but I'll wait. This is not the Noah Locke.
Yeah.
This is not the hopefully this. Hey, Mason Faulkner. Hopefully we can get him to go pure point guard. Mm. Hopefully we, you know, because we've basically done that with every single person. Like I said, Christian Cunningham, he's a true point guard, but he was, you know, he was a I can't think of a particular school. Sorry, Christian Cunningham, at the moment. Where did he transfer from? It wasn't Radford. Where did Christian Cunningham transfer from?
Samford.
Right. Okay. So Samford, although I love Christian Cunningham, I love what he brought to the table, but just a upside five-star tier true point guard.
Yes, yes.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think we're going to go after a couple of those.
Right, right, right.
Okay? And maybe even a little higher. I think there's a couple that are still playing or not in the portal that we'll probably go after.
Right, but I'm saying he's a blue chip. Let's just say Sky Clark is a blue chip, true point prospect here at Louisville. Mm-hmm. And it's like, without having to say, hey, maybe we can repair that one flaw.
And can I say this?
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
And I would say this to Peyton. Peyton's my guy. Peyton's your guy. We love Peyton. We talked to Peyton off the air. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so
I would say this if Peyton, if you're listening, and he probably is, he listens to the show. We love Peyton. But if you want to come in and do the show, I'll tell him right here so y'all don't think I'm he's maybe my favorite point guard to ever play here, okay?
Right.
But even Peyton, you get the McDonald's All-American point guard.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 5'10 or 6 foot. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, well, okay, Louisville got that guy, but he's the shorter guy, you know? And now Peyton was a little different because Peyton could 360.
And he's built different. Yeah,
I mean, he was stupid.
Yeah,
so it's not knocking Peyton, but I think Peyton would tell you the same thing. When you get the blue chipper that's like, nice, 6'3", you know, he's got this, he's got this. He's connected with all these guys, you know? You go look at his Instagram likes. You've got Jamie Foxx. You're telling him what's up. You got, you know, the Millers telling him what's up. You've got all the, you know, celebrities. Like,
yeah,
he's
so he
that
expects
guy.
He expects excellence.
He comes with an entourage-ish, you know, I don't like to use that word. But, like, you know, he's taking pictures with his workout guys. And it's, you know, it's like, but.
He has other people who are invested in his success.
That's okay. That's better. I don't like using the word entourage. I feel like that gets a connotation that's something that's not right. But yes, there's people that are financially invested in him,
emotionally invested, financially invested. There are more people invested in him. And again, this is nothing new. When you get big time, you know, big time blue chip athletes, you know, in your program, and again, that position of expectation, which we haven't really seen much of. Like I said, we've always been able to groom our Quentin Snyder. So his junior and senior year.
And I don't hate that.
Right. This, yeah, you're not going against it. You're just saying, hey, this is a change of style. But here's the thing, Steve. This is not an unpredicted change of style.
No.
This is about 8 months late from what we said. And here's the thing. I can retroactively say I thought, and think about how ridiculous this is. And I'm not going to say ridiculous intentionally, but Marcus was ridiculous for saying this class right here, Kenny Payne should have had it already. When he first got to campus.
Yeah.
This is what I expected. Think about that. 8 months later, you're getting all that hype that I had. You're getting that that level of class. You know, like I say, if you said he came in and put a top seven in his first recruiting class without NCAA multi-year sanctions hanging over his head, he turned his class into a top seven, top 10 class. You would say, now that is an unreal. Like, how many coaches can do that?
Yes.
Instantly. Like again, take the emotion out of the season. Take the emotion out of everything. Let's just say one factor, the cloud. Let's say that one factor was the heaviest and was affecting most of the recruits' decision. Mm-hmm. Let's say, again, it could be, you could say it's anything, some other person out recruited you or whatever. Let's just say hypothetically, if this class finishes at seven, I can rightly say, okay, it was 80% the cloud.
Well, I mean, I think you look at a guy like Scott Clark and say, you know, why couldn't we get him the last go around? Okay, I mean, there's obviously something's different, you know. I definitely think there's reason to believe that this is their first go around without that, and so far the returns have been a five-star, top 15 kid, one of the top transfers in the portal, who was a top 10 player, top 15 player coming out of high school just last year.
Right.
And by the way, Scott Clark, I believe Scott Clark, he either moved up or moved, he did something in his, so, I mean, his age is right around freshman-ish this year. And then possibly landing another five-star kid tonight. That's your immediate returns without the cloud. And I think is what it's doing is it's building up a little bit of trust now in the fan base.
Yeah, I wanted to add that too. You know, it's funny. Again, when we go savage mode, we say
hope they don't have a
don't take Steve anywhere. People, don't take Steve anywhere. He can't help himself.
Like, weak.
He can't help himself. Steve is being judgmental at Top Golf. And it's what, you know what he's doing? We had this conversation yesterday with the what was the TV show?
I don't know.
The TV show we were watching where we said
Wipeout.
Wipeout, right.
Wipeout.
You know, you just sit around and everybody says, oh, I could do that Wipeout, you know.
Absolutely.
So Steve, that's what you're doing to everybody else. you've hit 10 good drives in your life and you're like, yeah, I could do that.
It sucks. Well, you can't hit a bad drive at Top Golf. That's the beauty of it. You just hit it.
just like, blast it.
Anyways, trust in the fan base. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's the coach trust. You and I also had this conversation. When Kenny Payne comes here, that's awesome. That's mine, right?
It ain't mine.
Well, I'm excited.
I don't think. I don't know what it is, but yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Okay, here's
look at that. Thank you, Nick.
Here's the thing, Steve.
There's a fresh Diet Coke right there. How about that?
This is awesome. Steve,
we
made jokes about Coach Payne. When he first got here, and he said, when he's on the recruiting trail, everybody talked about his honesty.
Uh-huh.
He prides himself on his brutal honesty. When Kenny Payne.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
When Kenny Payne is on the recruiting trail, and he says, the first thing he says, a kid asks me a question, I'm going to level with him. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that. And, you know, you and I cringe because we're like, ugh. You don't got to tell them everything, coach. You know, like when that question comes up, you know, hey, are we going to miss tournaments? You know, he said, I'm be honest with him. We don't know. I'm going to be honest with him about this. It's like, but now you say, okay, now that trust actually means something.
Okay, but what if Kenny Payne, and again, this is, I'm just saying what ifs. What if Kenny Payne said, it's better that we just tell them the truth this go around? And it's better, and I know I'm kind of just picking up what you're saying, but it's, who are you looking at? Oh, is that drink amazing? Okay. He's going to stay till 12:05 now. but what if you say, this first year, I really don't know. So what I'm going to do on the trail is I'm going to say, when they ask, are we going to get out of the tournament? I'm going to be honest with you, we might. We might not be in the tournament this year. Okay, I told Nick this a long time ago.
But you might say we might not.
Well, sure.
Say, I don't know.
Sure, but here's the thing. I told Nick, I said, now listen, NIL is going to be there, and Kenny Payne, I promise you, has a lot of green behind him, okay, and not St. Patrick's Day. but at the core of Kenny Payne, he is a relationship recruiter. That's how he recruits. You look at the guys now. Dennis Evans. He had a relationship with the, I don't want to say handlers, but the people who were around Dennis Evans. Sky Clark. You hear Sky Clark yesterday? Did you read his stuff? I'll read his quotes. I mean, it was like, yeah, I mean, look, the money's great. The NIL's great, but I'm here because of Kenny Payne. Like, and this is over and over. Okay, so even the guys you're getting.
Man, he was going with Kenny Payne to Kentucky before the NIL got heavy. Like,
sure. Well, I mean, Kentucky's always did NIL. But, like, it's one of those things where you go, if I'm Kenny Payne, I say, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. Because now there's a group that he talked to that, you know what? What if last year he told Scott Clark, hey, Scott, I'm going to be honest with you, man. We'd love to have you. I can't promise you we're going to play in the tournament. Okay? I can't promise you we're going to do this, whatever. Okay, boom, boom. Now when Scott Clark's talking to people, other people are talking to people, it's like, man, hey, man, Coach kept it real. I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, Kenny Payne, and I think Kenny Payne had already anticipated next season. I think something, especially if the future goes well, I think people will look back on that first year differently down the line, because I think you'll start
you
to see.
Yeah.
Well, I think you'll start to see he gave everybody who wanted to stay a shot. And I know there was a lot of talk about him running people off. It's just not true. It was not true. And I think he gave everybody that wanted to stay a shot, okay? And now, look, is he the greatest coach of all time? I'm not saying that. But I mean, I'm saying, dude, he last season, if you wanted to stay, he gave you a chance. He ran with that team, okay? And I think he tried to add to the team. So I'm not saying like last year, like, well, he just didn't want to. He didn't want recruits. No, he did. I think he wanted Tyrese Hunter. I think he wanted those. I think he wanted Nigel Pack. I think he wanted guys that would to make the team better last year, and you just couldn't get them for whatever reason. And the thing is,
again, you can promise them they won't be in the tournament.
Sure.
Like, if you go to college, if you're good enough to be talking about the NBA and you choose to either go to college, stay in college, but you're a high-level prospect, that tournament means something.
Absolutely.
Something different. You know, like, if you have to even go through this process. Oh, bless you.
I'm so sorry, Nick.
Yeah, just bounce it off the wall.
Yeah. What was the word? What was the V-show word of the day?
Not marsupial.
No, where is it? It was the word when we always...
Droplets.
It was, when we always threw a fit about Nick and Bob, it was the word we always
not
used.
Not droplets.
The air, the... oh, man.
Whatever flies around there. The fact that Nicky didn't...
I know. Yeah, it kind of pisses me off that you don't even remember. Because I'm like, I listened to it for a year. Yeah. And it's like, I don't even remember what we called it. But it was the air...
I know in droplets, but it was a better word than droplets. Past that. Okay, back end of the hour.
Yeah.
What does... Just hot takes or hot shots. What does Sky Clark bring to the table for next year?
Well,
is he your starting point guard right now? Boom.
Well, right now, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. The point guard right now, you know.
What does he bring to the table?
Well, I'll tell you what he brings to the table. I mean, he's a guy. Go watch, and I love, and we'll get to what he does offensively, but just go watch. There's a play that's been floating around, okay, of him getting switched off on Jesse Edwards from Syracuse, big man. And, I mean, you watch, and Sky Clark gets switched off, gets down in position, puts his butt on his thighs. He's pushing him, pushing. I mean, Jesse Clark.
Yes.
I mean, Jesse Edwards, 7'1".
Yeah.
Okay? Like, he's pushing him around, deny. He's fighting him.
And no, Catherine, not precipitation.
No, it wasn't precipitation. That's funny, though. But anyway, Sky Clark comes up with the steal. Just the mentality of
I'm not going to fail. Like,
yeah.
We get switched.
Right off the bat.
It's funny you say that. I know I've told you. I know you're sick of hearing this.
That's a great diet coach.
The listeners are sick of hearing this. Louisville basketball under Denny Crum that switched everything.
Yeah.
Is the best brand of basketball, Steve, because you get to guard a guard. Like, I'm just going to put you in the big man category. Is that fair, Steve?
I mean, yeah, for what I played. I mean,
yeah, right. Yeah. So, Steve, the big man, gets to a couple of times a game.
So you go up to the Yum Center and try to play, and you go to the post, and you're like, "Why am I? What am I doing?"
You're a short point guard.
I'm a shooter, but I'll never forget Rakeem Buckles going, "Shooter." And I was like, "No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm just too scared to go down there with you."
Steve went from being a big time high school post player to when they look at you and say, "You're not even tall enough to be a point guard out here."
No,
look, so Steve. All switching.
Yeah.
You would love the opportunity just every once in a while to see 100%. What you got. Especially if you see some point guard cooking your point guard and you get switched on him. There was nothing like Marcus just getting to hold up a big guy for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And, just falling back and battling a little bit.
100%.
I mean, until you catch an elbow or something, you're like, yeah, I'm going to go back out there.
As a big in high school, guards get away with anything when they switch on you.
Mm-hmm.
If a guard wants to if a guard wants to credit card your butt, he can. It don't matter.
Drill.
Get off me. Why are you doing it?
No, you do get away with
that. That's why it was fun to be a guard against Jared Carter for a game.
Yeah, you got to be the
reach up between his legs and grab his shorts and stuff.
Okay, Rodman.
Oh, I did. It was nasty. I did just terrible things. He could probably have put out an EPO on me after that game.
My point.
HR'd me.
You liked the Sky Clark switching on the big man and his physicality.
Sure.
Dealing with a big man. I liked him going to the post, turning his back, dribbling, and then bringing it back out without a threat of the basketball being taken away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, confident enough to go down there, post up, see if you can get something, bring it back out, get into the offense.
Also, watching, I encourage you today, now that he's committed, go find the games against Virginia. Mm. It's one I watched.
UCLA.
I think he had 8-5 that game. UCLA is a good one. For instance, Virginia.
Maryland, I think.
Yeah, there was a few. And watching him and you can go watch him against lesser talent, too. Mm. Because against lesser talent, I mean, he just ate him alive.
I had to say this. I wonder if you said this for a moment, Steve. Yeah, we wouldn't have lost to so-and-so with him.
That was my point. Mm-hmm. So before that's my thing. Before you go, he dominated the lesser games. I'm like, you'd been 3-0 if he'd been on your team. Because he would have just beat Bellarmine. He would have just beat – I can't even say that with a straight – Bellarmine, I have too much respect for
him. We're always scared of Bellarmine.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, way before he got
here. He would have just beat App State. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, when they played lesser talent, dude, he had – I mean, he had 25, But against Virginia is what I liked was, I mean, there's one play, and he's doing some good things. But
he's not the perfect point guard.
Oh, God, no, no, no. I mean, he's a freshman.
Yeah,
he was a freshman. He played 4 games or 12 games. So, anyways, he dips in. He's guarding K.A. Clark up top. They throw it in. He dips in. He's doubling the big man. They swing it out, swing it back. Okay, big man catches it to the wing guy. You know how Virginia moves the ball straight back up to K.A. Clark. When K.A. Clark catches the ball,
right.
Sky Clark's hand is right in his face. It was like, okay, that's little things I watch and go, that's a mentality we just didn't have last year. It just didn't have dudes that were
say nose okay, to nose guard.
Oh, 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 back, back.
I you know, expect like, to stop you here.
Yeah,
like, I'm disappointed if you score on me.
Yeah,
yeah, just like
we just didn't have that, and that's what I'm excited to add to the team. So, and of course, his skill. I mean, skill's awesome.
So, okay, I was going to say, is it more?
He'll punch on you.
And he does, and he dunks the ball when he gets a step, when he gets a step or a lane, or if he gets a backdoor pass, he'll dunk it.
And if I'm doing the projection part of it, last year, 12 games coming off ACL, 12 games are over. Now, last night we did get a little insight to why he left.
Yeah.
With his father, apparently, believe it or not, whatever. But somebody very close to him, a trainer of his, was like, "Look, at the end of the day, his father was battling diabetes last year. It was kind of he left to go take care of his father, you know, and stuff." So, again, I'm not here to say what's true, what's not true, whatever. But then he's at Overtime Elite, and he's working out at Overtime Elite.
Hey. That's important.
Yeah.
That's important. Overtime Elite means he's getting real deal work in.
Yeah.
And what I mean by real deal work in is Steve could be a personal trainer, and he could be a guy rebounding for a guy. Hey, dribble up to this cone and do, left, right.
I can YouTube drills.
Yes, yes.
I could put somebody through shooting drills.
Yes.
Right now, if you took me downstairs and was like, put him through shooting drills, I could.
Ball handling drills.
Would it get you any better?
Shooting drills. Yes. Skill set. Yes.
Repetitiveness.
But not better as a basketball player. Okay. The guys he's working out with have been improving his individual game. And not just like teaching, we're not talking about teaching them a couple of fancy moves. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about three rebounders, like high intensity workouts.
Yeah.
Okay. We got 40, 41. Yesterday's workout was 38 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're going to go 41 minutes. We have a mapped out, we have a fully programmed drill, 46 minutes. Boom, you're going from drill to drill to drill.
Yep.
You're going to treadmill, weight, sauna. We're a machine. Overtime Elite, we are the next wave of your professional athletes coming through here. So, he hasn't been at the crib getting some shots up with my homie, rebounding for me.
Well, and other, and like you said, other players.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, right, right.
I mean, that are there.
Right, so he's been actually working.
And you
guys
say, okay, Steve, what are you saying? I'm saying I expect a lot more out of him than even what I saw at Illinois. I expect. So, I mean, I'm not trying to lower the bar on that. Dieter says there where he walks. It's just like, why you look like you're going to broker a deal or something?
He has a Terminator walk going. Listen, was it T2? Is that the one who was the moisture? Yeah.
You see the way he just walked through there? It's like, what's going on? Draped in Trinity gear, too, which is funny. I know Max is at Trinity, but Diener's draped in Trinity gear. It's odd to see.
Right, my Tennessee gears.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, right. And look, in Louisville, that's the equivalent.
I know. I know.
The place
I'm not lowering the bar on that. I expect to see even more out of Scott Clark. I expect him to be at full form.
Full athleticism and
of in his final form, DBZ. Like a final formed Cell. Like I expect that to see Oh man. I'm not even a huge anime guy, but like Dragon Ball Z was my jam. Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT.
I just watched enough to be aware of what's going on, so I could okay, bam, I got you.
I
just want to get the gist of it.
Look, he's like so intense.
Okay, James, that's the first hour. Yep, go ahead and
let's
play
do it, man. We'll take a quick break.
The second hour.
By the way, come out, sign up.
Sign up.
I know a lot of people coming up on your coming up on your lunches and stuff.
Second hour, there is a Hall of Fame expectation that I have, and I will not take anything less moving forward. Hall of Fame, the bar has been risen permanently. But it's going to take some looking in the mirror.
Perfect.
Rolling along. Middays with Marcus Maybe, 939 The Ville.